the middle. I was already in the middle of the store. Something intense entered my nose. Interestingly, it was not any smell of food. I have to figure out where the smell comes from, I thought. Standing in the middle of the store, I suddenly realized that it was indeed a huge Asian supermarket. I could walk deeper into the store since there was a huge frozen section. But another smell took my attention. It was the smell of incense sticks. How can I forget the lavender smell of my flatmate's room when he was still living with me? Only one stick can spread the scent through the whole corridor. Those sticks were just like a kind of perfume that everyone would smell from far away. But it was not the same smell as the incense stick in my childhood. I prefer that smell more, the smell I was always happy to breathe in when I visited a temple with my family. I suddenly thought of the smoke coming out of the incense stick's head. Inside this small corner, there were also lanterns and Chinese letters made of red paper. There were small marble pieces and the lucky cat figures. All of them are supposed to bring luck according to Feng Shui. The owner of this supermarket must be Chinese because they knew what a Chinese household would buy during Lunar New Year, monsoon, and other festivals. Red is the lucky color in Vietnam too. During Lunar New Year, red lanterns are hung inside the house, red envelopes are hung in peach blossom trees, and people wear red clothes to get lucky. Having seen the red corner in the supermarket also reminds me of all the Vietnamese traditions during the New Year, and of course, reminds me of the smell of date. In Vietnam, we call it tate. It was the smells of green sticky rice cake, with green beans, cooked pork, cooked rice in banana leaves, the bitter green tea, and the neutral, cozy smell of incense sticks. They did not necessarily smell anything strong, but they smell home to me. That combined smell was the best smell I could ever experience in my life. The pleasant, satisfying smell relates to home. At this point, I started to notice that there were only four people in the store. Two of them were the owners, and one other customer was standing near to me. The person was looking into one of the big freezers. I was curious about what was there, so I left the decoration sector. Inside the two biggest freezers, there were frozen seafood, such as shrimps, crabs, and fish. There were also vegetables sealed in massive plastic packages inside the fridges. I saw many packages of dim sum, dumplings, and even spring rolls. I could not smell anything, since everything was carefully sealed.